Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Journalist Marketing Training Radio for this segment, the Marketing Mastery Insider, where we focus on helping you to master your inner marketing game and get to the inner solutions in order to create your desired external results in your marketing. So let's get the inner game of marketing on in this segment. I am your cross-niche marketing facilitator, Alicia Nicole Waters, and I am serving as your cross-niche marketing journalist and cross-industries authority from www.aliciawaterscrossindustries.com. And joining me for this segment is online marketing mentor Mike Martinez, and he's from www.mike-martinez.com. And today, we are going to be collaborating on a very, very touchy topic. We're collaborating about marketing sustainability versus sabotage. And off the top, I want to say it's not always, but usually when there is a lack of sustainability in any area of our lives, normally there's overwhelm or there's a lack of confidence or even clarity. And sometimes we have these issues that keep us from, as entrepreneurs, being more consistent and concise in our marketing efforts. And these areas often lead to self-sabotaging. And in the long run, it produces a lack of sustainability. So in this segment, we primarily focus on marketing alignment and making the adjustments in your inner game in order to be most effective. So we're going to focus on a few simplistic ways today to make your business agenda more scalable and also your marketing more sustainable. Now, if you've listened to any segments that I've done in this particular show and on other platforms, I talk a lot about simplicity, because simplicity is the key to success when it comes to scaling your business and your marketing for your best results. And in order to begin overcoming sabotage at any point in your agenda, we have to look at your mindset first, okay? And look at those behavioral patterns or the activities that keep you from fully, and I do mean fully, showing up. And also, to be most effective and consistent, you have to have the right aligned marketing mission with a clear intention that consistently, and I can't say this enough, consistently grabs your tribe, okay? This will help you successfully be able to sustain your marketing effectiveness, and that is extremely important. And in order to be effective when we're talking about scaling your business, you need to have sustainable marketing plans or marketing models. And these marketing models, they need to be simplistic yet very, very results-driven, okay? A results-driven plan of action that includes your aligned frameworks, your systems, and also your aligned team members, because this is so important. And this is what's going to help you to be most effective as it relates to sustainability. So, again, the three areas to focus on that are going to help you to sustain is you have to have the right mindset for moving forward, okay? You also need a sustaining mission that your tribe can trust, all right? And having that sustaining marketing model, that is going to be very key, okay? This is going to be able to help you move forward with ease and confidence so that you can also feel very competent. So this is the segment where we don't hold anything back, and today we are going to focus on the inside job to help you stay out of the sabotage zone, all right? Because we can share concepts with you, but the concepts will not do you much good if the inner game is not in check. And without further delay, I am going to bring into this conversation today online marketing mentor Mike Martinez, and I'm going to get our background music going for our conversational training today. And I want to welcome Mike.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here. Always a pleasure. Love the topic today, and ready to roll.
All right. Well, I'm definitely ready for you to get out of the gate on this one, because this is an extremely, as you know, extremely important topic. Sustainability is key in keeping out of the sabotaging zone. You just have to be, or you can't move any forward. You can't move forward.
That is correct. That is correct. You know, you talked in the beginning of your introduction there, you talked about, you know, the feelings of overwhelm and not having clarity and things like that. And I think clarity is the key. You don't feel overwhelmed. You feel overwhelmed, actually, because you don't have a clear-cut, defined avenue or task that you want to develop on. And when that happens, I mean, think about it. You're going down a road, right, in your car, and you get to a fork in the road. And you say, whoa, this wasn't part of the plan or the directions. Where do I go now? And that confusion stalls you. It stops you right there.
Absolutely.
And you're trying to figure out, is it left, is it right? I'm not sure. And that creates procrastination. Or sometimes you just stop right there and go back. Hey, I don't know.
That's right.
So clarity is key. And one of the things that I say to everybody is that you sometimes trying to tackle a project by yourself, and Napoleon Hill made a big point about this, but trying to tackle a project by yourself is not the ideal thing. And a lot of us entrepreneurs, we think, you know, I got it, I got this, right?
But the
bottom line is you have to associate with people that are smarter than you, that can align with your vision and create a mastermind with that, because that's very, very, very important. You're not going to have all the answers. You can have other people that are much more intelligent in any particular part of your business and say, hey, Mike, why don't we go this way? Why don't we do this? And that's why your program is so powerful, Alicia, because I think you provide a mastermind group for a lot of entrepreneurs just to get their mind sparked, just to get their juices flowing. So very, very important what you do.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And what you're saying is really all about sustainability, because that is how we are going to be able to effectively sustain with everything you just shared. Because you really do have to be aligned with team, of course, the right team. And people in your world that are going to help you sustain. And also, their sustainability factor needs to be one that is elevated as well. So that's something you need to make sure that you are with people who are already elevated and have a sustainability, and their business is, you know, thriving through it being scaled correctly. Because when your business isn't scalable, you really can't even implement an effective marketing plan to support that. So it's like you got to have all the key components, you know, rolling together. But here's the deal. And you know, this is the segment. Mike knows this is the one where we go in. If you don't have that inner stuff dealt with, it's not going to make a huge difference. And I will share a personal story of something that happened very recently that actually really inspired this particular segment, where I was having some inner work done with as one of my practitioner colleagues, and I was wanting to know about just this little final something that might be holding me back or so, you know, if anything, you know. I felt aligned about moving forward with what's been created and taking it to the next level, feeling really good about it, but, you know, we always have to have that internal check just to see. So, you know, she clearly said, yeah, if anything is standing in your way, it's still you and maybe a fear of sustainability of once all this comes into fruition, you know, will you be able to have the sustainability power? She's like, the higher part of you already knows, yes, I'm bored doing this and feels into that part of the self that's already thriving at that level. And so she's like, all that's clear. She said, but there's this one thing. And she said it could be something from the past that's maybe wanting to carry over, you know, in a pattern that you're not maybe aware of. But she said once you identify it, then whatever is there, whether it's a fear of sustainability, she said you'll be able to move, you know, through that and it won't pose, you know, as a sabotage. And one of the illustrations or analogies, if you will, that she used was almost like a person that's fully ready, but they have one shoe on.
Right.
It's like, so you're walking with just one shoe. And so obviously, not having that other shoe on, yeah, it could definitely be a game changer in terms of how you were able to sustain moving forward. So I wanted to share that so no one thinks that, oh, she's sharing this and, it, you know, she must have all that worked out. No, I continue to stay on the inner climb of inner game because I know you can't move forward without it.
Well, one of the things I could say about you, Alicia, and for those people that don't know you as well as I do, is that you have an incredible alignment, I believe, with your vision, with your thoughts, and with your actions. And that's a powerful thing. And it's represented in the results that you've created because you've written how many books?
Almost 90. Right,
there
around
you go.
90.
I mean, that's not an easy task, and that's something that, you know, most people never get the first book out, right? And you have found a way to simplify that. Now, you made a very good point about simplification. That's where simplification reinforces clarity. And when you simplify things, now you have a clear-cut avenue. Now you have a clear-cut step-by-step procedure that you can follow. Again, if you're going to that fork in the road and you don't know whether you're going left or right, that creates procrastination. But when you know exactly, listen, this is where I want to go, and, you know, to be 100% frank, you know how it is. Life unfolds the way life unfolds, and sometimes the road is going to turn in a different direction that you did not expect. But when you're clear about the ultimate outcome, things start working your way, and you continue to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key, is to continue to move forward. So we're talking
sustainability,
right?
Yeah,
that's
right.
The thing. That's how you sustain that forward momentum.
Absolutely. And make sure that you have both shoes on or decide to just go with no shoes, right?
Right. That's right. That's the other angle that you made, right? That's good.
But you have to match.
Right. Makes it easier when you match,
shoes on, right? I'm speaking for myself, too, you know, here.
I hear you.
Yeah,
and
no.
You know what? That's a very good point because everybody might have thought, or most people might have thought, well, you find the other shoe. Maybe you don't find the other shoe. Maybe you take off the shoe you have on, right? If that's just going to help you move forward faster, then that's what you should do.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I would say count the cost of the past, though, because if it's rocky, you might want to have your shoes on.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm kidding. But no, you know, that's true. I like how you kind of shed the light on that in that way, because sometimes, if you decide I'm not going to have any shoes on, then I don't really have to be caught up with you know, losing anything. I can continue just to move forward. And maybe that does provide
exactly.
a sense of freedom, you know, a sense of freedom and flexibility. So, you know, I'm going to take that for myself today and say, you know, maybe it's not about trying to find the other shoe and keep the other shoe there. Maybe it's continuing to be outside of the traditional frameworks of being a limitless energy and say, well, you know, if I don't have to have the shoes on, I can just go, you know. And at least that doesn't prevent me. I can always get some more shoes, you know, but let's just get to the point I need to get to, right?
Listen,
yeah.
if it simplifies it, and that's your point, then it clarifies it. Simplification creates clarification. So that's what you want to do. I mean, anything that's going to clear the dust, right? Hey, I can see the path now. Then that's
right.
what you want to do.
Absolutely. No, you're so right. I tell you, we're working this inner game stuff out for marketing today, aren't we? I mean, this is what the Marketing Mastery Insider is all about, is really getting to the inner solution so that the results that we're here to bring forth can manifest, because they really do need to manifest at various stages. It needs to be happening now, because not only to shift and change your own lifestyle, but the lifestyles of those whom you're called to impact. So you move your inner awareness and make those right internal shifts, it's creating that ripple effect out there to your sphere of influence. So, but as Mike knows now, we're not holding anything back, because in order to get to that, okay.
But let me ask you this. I got a question for the great Alicia here. Being an author of 90 books, and being an author of 90 books. Now I know that there are times when, you know, you get up in the morning and the energy level is not the same for whatever reason. You may have gone through a situation, or maybe you're going through a health issue or something like that. How do you sustain that energy to move forward?
Well, one of the things that I do is, because I'm kind of a nonlinear writer, is I'm always writing. So I'm an avid content creator. So when I'm an avid content creator, for me it's more about just the assimilation process than it is really about sitting down to write a book. You know, when you're always constantly creating content on blogs, or you're journaling, or you have your writing notebook, you have content. And so that's one of the things that I really inspire writers, is to become an avid content creator, where you've got the content, and when it's time to start really putting your masterpiece together, it's about assimilation. So when it comes to the assimilation, it's all about, you know, having the structure or organization to be able to block out the time to be able to do that. And I think having a nonlinear process kind of takes the pressure off of, oh, now I got to sit down and write this book, and then I got to format it. If you kind of do things in segments, then, you know, that's going to be most helpful. But when you do have certain challenges, whether it's your health or your business maybe doesn't allow you the flexibility to, you know, just really sit down and block out time to write, that's when you have to get creative. That's what's going to help you sustain, is maybe taking a writing retreat, blocking time out at a certain point, and structuring your life where maybe you can write 10 to 15 minutes a day just about anything, or about the topic that you want, you know, for your particular book project. And guess what? I'm glad you brought this up, because when you are writing or product creation, product development, you always have to do inner work. And I will share this. When I sit down to write, and especially if, you know, I have no idea where this is going to go, I have five powerful questions that I ask to deal with my inner stuff. The first one is, how am I feeling right now? And I write, it doesn't even have to be about writing, just how am I feeling right now? I write that down, okay? The next one is, what is causing me to feel this way, or what are causing these feelings? I write that down. The next one is, how do these feelings serve me, or how are these feelings serving me? I write that down. Then after, it's, what actions can I take today to either amp up or decrease the energy around whatever it was I came up with? And then the next question I ask myself is, how do I feel now that I'm aware? once I get those questions out of the way, I am in the zone. And sometimes I end that question with, I don't feel any different, but I know I'll shift when I need to, you know.
Nice.
And I'm able to really get in the zone to, and this is not just about writing. This is about anything, production or, you know, whatever the task is at hand. I definitely make sure that I have that little time of inner reflection to get out of me anything that, you know, just could be there. That, and it helps tremendously.
Yeah, you know, and those five questions right there, very, very interesting, and I'm glad you shared that with us. Those five questions are clarifying questions, right?
Yeah.
They're clarifying, they're again, settling the dust. How do I feel right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, how can I improve on that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful advice that, you know, most people will not go through that process because it's too much thinking for them. Right, but that's what separates people that produce results,
yeah,
and people that don't is the thinking.
Absolutely.
Time that you put into a project.
Absolutely, no, you're so right, and the listeners actually have you to thank for that, because you know Mike's always trying to give me a little challenge here on the spot, and I appreciate that, you know. And so being able to, you bringing that up is what brought out, you know, those questions of what I do in my process for sustainability, especially around mass production. Because when I start producing, I start producing. I'm not one of the ones that just can, you know, just pop one thing out. I'm like the person that has the multiple, what is it, the multiple babies or whatever. I'm popping out multiple projects at a time. You know? So,
that's good, though.
You can, thank you. But the thing about it is, we can still sabotage ourselves even in the midst of when we've been successful of being able to be, you know, very, you know, productive, because you can be productive and create, but can you move the craft or the product to the next level?
Right, right.
Sustainability to keep you out of the sabotage zone. That's it.
You know, this was a great topic, and you know what? We haven't even completed sustainability, and
absolutely
we still have the
not.
Other
we
side of that coin. Yeah, we still got the other side of that coin, which is sabotage, and we're going to have to keep that for another episode, because there's so much we covered here in the sustainability part, and like I said, I don't even think we're finished. I mean, there's a lot to...
We definitely have a part two coming up, so the listeners are, you know, in for a secondary treat, you know, of that. I know sometimes they're thinking, how much more can we take of these people, you know?
Yeah. Stick around, you'll love it.
Yeah, exactly. Because we do go in this segment. We really do deal and challenge. And again, you know, Mike and I, we open up this space to even share our own personal and professional, you know, experiences that we face. Because
that's right.
We're here to champion ourselves and our tribe. And the thing about it is being very open and vulnerable, to show how authentic we can and will be continuously.
Transparency.
Because, you know, there you go, transparency. Can't accelerate any other way. I mean, that's Mike already knows.
That's it. Hey, listen, you know what?
Yeah.
I love the fact that's our MO. Let's put it out there, and sometimes, you know, we never want to offend people, but sometimes people get offended simply because, hey, this guy's telling me I'm not thinking. I'm not trying to offend anybody. I am trying to push you. And that's,
exactly.
You know, I remember having one of my coaches in sports that I used to hate this guy. At the moment, I did, because he pushed me so far out of my comfort zone. But now looking back, and I really appreciate what he did, because he took me to levels I would never have gotten to had he not been there to push me. So
exactly. No, that's right. And he was doing it for your highest best good. And if anyone gets, you know, offended, so to speak, then, you know, again, that's something they're going to have to look at, because we definitely make it very clear and put a disclaimer out here that we go in on this segment and we don't hold back. This is not a featherweight type of segment, because we deal with it. We do it in love, but I will say, you'll be all right after the swelling goes down.
So, I like that.
We don't light up on ourselves. Because if you're not getting the results that you desire, and even like I said, even if you are getting some results, but you want to take it to the next level, it is no different. I'm a cross trainer, and when I say cross trainer, not necessarily in physical fitness, so to speak, but I'm an entrepreneurial and leadership cross trainer. So when you start to plateau, it's time to cross train and do something different, and that means you might not have been lifting weights and getting buffed in this area in marketing and that. You know, during that time, but now it's time. And you want, you know, what's the saying? No pain, no gain, or so. You want to get to the next level. Sometimes you're going to have to dig deeper. But, wow, you know, this segment here is the one we do it. And Mike, I want you to share your contact information and also, you know, be able to give our listeners some closing marketing mastery insider wrap up.
Okay.
For sustainability.
Well, I can be reached at mike-martinez.com. That's mike-martinez.com, or on Facebook at facebook.com/online-marketing-mentor. And one of the things I we stress this a lot, and I'm going to reiterate, I think repetition is the mother of skill. Clarity is key. So like Alicia said, simplicity. That opens the door to clarity. So keep things as simple as you can, and you'll know what the next step is. And maybe you may not know what the next 10 steps are, but you don't need to know. All you need to know is what are the next few steps. And if you do that and you maintain your forward momentum, you're going to create incredible things. So that's the key.
That is the key. That's right. I like how you shared that. It is just in simple decisions or simple steps that you take, because like you mentioned, you don't necessarily need to know the other 10 steps. You already know that there is a destination that you're going to get to, but you first, let's deal with A and B. So let's get there. And then the rest of everything else, you know, will open up. And that right there produces the momentum of sustainability, that you have the ability to actually focus to do something and not get caught up in the shiny object syndrome or doing too many tasks at one time, where that would help you to be able to sustain and stay out of the sabotage zone. So, Mike, thank you. I appreciate
that.
Thank you. Yeah, this is it.
I appreciate being in this segment because I love the fact that we just throw it out there. And hopefully we're helping a lot of people make that little shift in their mind and move forward. So,
absolutely, thank you. And I believe we certainly do that in a massive way. And so I'm always grateful to be able to share this time and space so that we are able to go all in on ourselves and all in, you know, for our listeners to take you to the next level. So thanks, Mike, for even champion and challenging me in this segment too. Appreciate it. Thanks. And listeners, always, always remember that marketing is an inside job first. So we want you to take away from today's segment the concepts that we shared, and we want you to be able to use them to help you get out of whether it's overwhelm, so that you can avoid self-sabotaging tactics that keep you staying in a certain place, all right? It's time to create the scalable and sustainable business and marketing frameworks that you need in order to make the most out of your marketing. And I am Alicia Nicole Waters from www.aliciawaterscrossindustries.com. And you can also connect with us in our membership Facebook group, Get in Your Game of Life and Business, to keep you on the incline of your inner marketing game. And we will see you next time on the Marketing Mastery Insider. Stay blessed and wishing you much success.